The good news is there are some communities that actually are not going to have a bar of that. And you might remember, and it was only last month, that the Auckland City Council voted down Māori wards. I think it was 11-9, so it was very close. And you know what? The mayor of Auckland, Wayne Brown, abstained. Yeah, so that tells you something. But since then, there have been three councils that have voted to have Māori wards they'll be coming in, introduced in time for next year's, I think it's 2024, local body elections. And I'm absolutely delighted to say that Opotiki is one of them. Opotiki Council is one of them. And that doesn't actually surprise me. So I'm really pleased. And so I'm very pleased to be able to talk to now to Te Kauhautu, Maxwell, because the Opotiki Council did vote today. I think it was today. They voted yes to the introduction of Māori wards. So absolutely pleased. And that will be for next year, 2024, I understand. Tēnā koe, nice to have you with us this evening.
Tēnā koe, Merepika. And congratulations on your effort in the election, standing in the general seat for
Pāti Māori.
Yes, for the Pāti Māori. I did say to my cousin Rawiri that I would stand in the East Coast electric, but he didn't take me seriously. However, congratulations to you. You know, talking about Mana Wahine and taking the lead, and you've always been a leader in my eyes and all the portfolios that you have held, and not just for Māoridom, but for Aotearoa in general. So kia ora koe I tēnei pō.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I just thought, well, if I can do anything to...
I was at your party, our party.
Ah, on the... Yeah. Oh, lovely. Oh, God, that's good. Well, look, I just thought if we can do something to use it as a profile for putting the message out and for getting more of the party votes. I think next time around, the party will have to also think about the party vote as well, because New Zealand First, they haven't got one member of parliament in an electorate seat, but they've got sufficient numbers in the party vote to get eight members of parliament. So go figure.
Well, congratulations. And then it's all due to our Māori party taking the six seats that they are now forming part of the new coalition government.
That's right. Well, they're certainly...
If it wasn't for us and our efforts, it'll be ACT and National. So I hope our cousin Winston has phoned our leadership, John Tamihere, and our leadership, Koutou, and thanked us for our efforts.
Well, I hope so too. And do you know something? I'd like to see Winston. And I mean, I know at present, apparently that's one of the sticking points, is the Deputy Prime Minister. I'd personally like to see Winston take it. He is a statesman.
Well, why not? He's held that portfolio in the past. He's been our Deputy Prime Minister. And when John Keyes was away overseas, he was our Māori Prime Minister, albeit for a short period of time. And he was the first one since Apira Nangata.
Yeah. Well, I hope so too. But as you say, had it not been for Te Pāti Māori, he is part of the coalition agreement now. So,
he is, and it's true to us.
That's true, absolutely.
Yeah. He should stop even the thought of having a reform and doing away with Māori seats.
Exactly. So tell me, now you're a Opotiki council. That was good news. I'm pleased to hear that you're going to have Māori wards.
Yes, and... You know, and it goes back to 2001 when the Bay of Plenty Regional Council agreed to having Māori seats.
Yeah.
And that's right. When the consideration went out nationally that to have Māori seats at council. So, yes, so Opotiki voted yesterday, Monday, in favour 5-2. And it shows that we are a community, because two members on our council are Māori and the other five are non-Māori, but they are very, know, when you grow up in a country and you have pākehās, but they're Māori.
Yeah, I know.
They're Māori, and you'll know that from coming from Ngāti Pikiao, that you got the pākehās that live within our Māori communities, they're actually Māori. Mm. But because they grow up and they've been integrated into our culture and our way of being, they even talk like Māori. Mm-hmm. So, I was talking to the mayor earlier this evening because I'm in Auckland at present. My nephew was defending his PhD, Toiro Williams, here at AUT in film. So it was a big day for Whakatohea, and it's a big day yesterday and now that Opotiki have agreed, voted in favour of Māori wards. 2022, they did a non-binding poll, and 1,359 people voted, and there were 14. We won by 14 votes in favour of Māori seats. However, the council voted against it. Our three iwi within our district council. I don't know if the mayor was telling me tonight that our tribes, Whanau Apanui, Ngaitai, Whakatohea, and Tūhoi ki te Waimanakaku four tribes didn't support it. But I don't think the promotion of it and the localizing of the idea, socializing it, was that effective. However, yesterday, Opotiki District Council voted in favour. What that will look like, there will be a review done in 2025, I think, about what that will look like and how many seats there will be. But it just shows that Opotiki and our council, we have to look after each other because Whakatohea, we signed our treaty settlement in the 27th of May this year. We are an economic power. We're in Opotiki now. And yes. So we have to work together. And they know that. We've just opened our harbour. We've got the biggest, without the settlement, my father and his generation established the Whakatohea mussel operation, which is the biggest in the world now, 3,800 square hectares, which is nearly full. And because of our settlement, we've got another 4,600 square hectares. And because of that, all iwi, including Te Arawa, have been allocated water space and all other iwi in Aotearoa. So we as Māori are a political force. And we are, as Māori, are innovative in our thinking, and our thinking is not just about us, it's about the wider community. So our mussel operation has, it has created 300 jobs, and it's only going to get bigger. So we do need to work together, iwi and councils.
That's really good to hear that, because you're right. I mean, that the mussel farm or the mussel venture, that's really put Opotiki on the map. And of course, you're getting that new, a harbour? Is it new?
We've got the new harbour. The government's invested about $250 million in it. And that was due to the PGF fund and, you know, Shane Jones.
That's right.
So, acknowledgements must go to the Māori Party because they're back in power.
Now, I didn't realise that you had a new mayor. What happened to the lady? I can't remember who. Just trying to think of her name. Did she not stand again?
Her name was Lynn Restra.
That's right. Did Lynn not stand again?
No, Lynn stood again, and she was our first ever Whakatohea mayor.
Mm.
And so her cousin, they both come from the same marae, they both competed against each other for the mayoralship, and, you know, bad planning. you know, yeah, bed planning.
Yeah,
because and, you know, Lynn was doing a great job.
She would have only...
We have another whakatoa here, albeit he's a male, and he's one of our own cousins, David Moore. Yeah, we had the last council, we had Louis who passed away, Lynn and David. We had three of the seven seats. And so this last round, Louis, who's passed away, and Lynn and David, the three of them ran for mayoralship, and we just cut each other's throats.
Yeah,
so however,
that's not
now we have two Māori councillors, but obviously we have another three pro Māori because they've married into Māori. So although they're Pākehā, they grew up as in Opotiki, married into us. There'll be a time when the Opotiki District Council will be 100% Māori.
Yes, that's quite right.
Our population is around about 80% Māori.
Yeah, I think
and
you're
I
right.
I understand that, that Whakatāne Council and Kawarau Council, District Council have voted in favour of Māori wards.
Oh, so it's happening all around the world. It's happening all around New Zealand, actually.
Yeah,
Te Kauhoku. It is. It's happening all around New Zealand, and I mean Auckland, who's got the biggest Māori population, the biggest Polynesian city in the world, and they voted against it recently, against introducing Māori wards. But I mean, so they're out of step with the rest of the country.
And that's probably what we could say about the Māori electorates when one of our whānau decided to go the other way. However. We could have had seven seats, but however, and then you say that the mayor of Auckland, he abstained, so that says a lot, eh?
Yeah. Well, it does say a lot. Yes, it does. Well, I was absolutely so pleased to see where you've got, you know, you're going to be introducing Māori seats because there's no doubt about it. As you say right now, all of your settlement monies will be going in to your own community. I mean, obviously, you'll invest where you think appropriate outside. But everybody who's had their settlements, they want to invest in their own community. They want to invest. And that's for the benefit of all of everyone. Te wiwi me Māori, ne? So, you know,
That's correct. You know, we just had a meeting of shareholders of the Whakatoa here, Muscles or Opotiki Limited, of which I'm a director on their board on Saturday. And, you know, just to see the coming together of all the communities and the mix of people from within our wider community coming together, because most of the shareholders are local. And it just shows that we all have a vested interest in a brighter future for Opotiki and our catchment.
Yeah.
And we have to it's probably what our ancestors intended when they signed the treaty.
Absolutely. Yep. That would have been the intent. Absolutely, that would have been the intent. Well, look, thank you so much just for coming on and just talking to us about that. And I'm pleased. I'm absolutely pleased because, as you say, Opotiki is on the move. You know, you've had your quiet times and everything else like that, but now you're on the move and it's just going to go from good to great. And well done you, and particularly in relation to the council voting in favour of the establishment of Māori wards in the next local body election. So lovely to have you on with us this evening, Te Kauhoku.
Yeah, thank you, Mitapika. Lovely. Always nice to talk to you. And I'm always privileged to contribute to Wātea and what we're doing in the Māori media space. Tēnā koutou katoa.